It'd be beautiful to see both teams before the game do a little hug, shake hands. Really, it's a bad black mark on basketball. No needed, because I know the fans are passionate of both schools, both care so much about their programs. And there's a lot of emotion involved, you know, a lot of emotion. Was the kid wrong in terms of stealing the ball? You know, probably. However, that's within the rules of the game. I mean, it was within 40 minutes. So that doesn't give you the right to go down here. Okay, you blocked the shot. You won the game easily. Go to the locker room. That's it. Say goodbye. You don't go over them and taunt them. And your kid's down because he got beat. And then it all broke out. Thank God nobody got hurt. Because when I first saw the situation, ESPN's asking me to comment on the SportsCenter. When I saw for the first time, I was doing a game. I was doing a Duke game. It was with Reese Davis. And they said, we're going to show you something now you're not going to believe. And, man, it looked probably maybe worse than what it was. I don't know, but it looked bad. I mean, then when I saw the cheer come up, oh, my God, it was frightening, frightening. But, again, I think he learned his lesson. Kid, I was told by Bill, is genuinely, unbelievably sorry for what he did. And, you know, let's hope that they won't learn from it. They're young enough and move on.